Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
What kind of stereotypes do you find Japanese people have of Germany?
Well, I think Germans eat sausage every day and drink lots of beer are the main stereotypes. Anything else? Maybe not that many. Just these ideas. Germans have the Autobahn. Germans have lots of castles. And are basically nice people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
I see. Okay, good. Yeah, you grew up in what is called former East Germany. Of course, it's only Germany now.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. How was life when you were a child in former East Germany?
Well, I would think very predictable, very safe. Because of that, maybe sometimes a little bit boring. But I'll think I had a good childhood, got a good education. So I grew up without problems, actually.
And do you think that Germany has changed now since, or where you grew up has changed now since the wall broke down?
I think, yes. The eastern part of the country has changed completely. I mean, the old social structure was completely abolished and, you know, all the West German laws were taken over now. The whole country is basically like West Germany used to be. And people had to change their view of life completely. And, of course, many people have trouble because they grew up in one country and basically now they live the same place, but basically in a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it has changed a lot, yes.
Did you have stereotypes of Japan and the Japanese people before you came to Japan?
I'm sure, yeah. I read a lot of books and talked to people, and of course had Japanese friends, but since I had never been to Japan before I came for the first time, I think I thought of Japan as a highly computerized nation, lots of robots and people very hardworking, certainly a leading industrial country, which also would teach lots of traditional Japanese arts to everybody, so I thought maybe lots of men would be pretty good at karate or things like that. And on the other hand side, I also thought that I would see more kimonos on the streets. And of course, people always talked about harmony. And I thought maybe it's all a pretty nice country because I couldn't see any problems at that stage. Yeah.
I see. And you study Aikido now.
Yeah.
Do you find that Japanese people are interested in Aikido, or maybe not so much?
Well, I think Aikido is not as well known as Judo, Karate, and Kendo, even to Japanese people. And if I say I practice Aikido, many people have heard the name and think it is a martial art, something like Karate, but don't really know the difference. So I have to explain a little bit about it.
Mm-hmm. I see. What surprised you most about Japan when you came?
Well, the first thing I noticed, the first two things after arriving at the airport was that A, the taxi drivers were wearing white gloves and the car door opened automatically for me. Small things only. But just walking through Fukuoka, I was a little bit surprised that I saw basically a new city. Everybody talked about traditional Japan. But I think particularly in Fukuoka, I really had to look for temples or shrines or anything old, because the city looked like it was built 30 years ago. That surprised me a little bit.
Okay, good. Thank you. What ways do you find Japan and Germany to be similar?
Similar? Well, that's hard to say, because I think the ways of thinking are quite different. So I would think similar, maybe Germany 100 years ago from the way of thinking and people behaving, and Japan now are a little bit similar. But basically, contemporary German society and Japanese society, I think, differ quite a lot.
Do you find you miss anything about Germany?
German food. I do like to have lots of potatoes and just German-style food, a big plate of potatoes, vegetables and meat, lots of sauce. Not sausage, because I can buy sausage here in Japan. But food, I'll think, and maybe the idea of living in a little bit older city where I really can go to a church with has been at that place for 400 years or just walk through an old street. That's what I miss.
History of
history,
the city.
History, yes, exactly.
Mm. And do you think if you go back to Germany that you would miss something about Japan, especially?
I'm sure. I'm not exactly sure what, but I'll think Japan is a very safe place that I miss. The country is very clean that I would miss. Things are very predictable. That certainly makes life easy. There would be more things I'm not sure yet about, but I do think there are some things I would miss there.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.